Little Egypt by Leslie Glaister. Read by Janice McKenzie. Part 1. Spike's a thin streak of a boy, American, with silver studs in his face and ears, pale matted snakes of hair, and a distinct whiff of the vegetable about him. He hitchhikes when he needs to travel, or else he walks. He doesn't believe in money. Marvellous. We met when he sprang from a skip and landed right in front of me in a tumble of rolling oranges. I screeched and clutched my trolley handle, frightened half to death. He was all solicitation and apology. Charm, I'd go as far as to say. We were in the service area behind the supermarket, and I'd caught him dumpster diving. USave throws out huge quantities of perfectly good food just because it's out of date. A sinful waste and shame, I say, and have said, but do they take heed? Once I'd regained my composure, Spike showed me his haul and offered me a caramel doughnut. Delightful. And then he climbed back into the skip and called things out. Carrots? Hummus? Tiramisu? And if I said yes, he passed them to me, and I added them to my trolley. I've seen him regularly since then, and the same has happened. Which does save money, but really the fun is in the sport of it, don't you know? If I could climb and spring about like Spike, I'd do it myself. The beauty of it is that you never know what's coming next. I've been introduced to all sorts of new delights that way. Panna cotta, globe artichokes, sushi, chicken satay on most useful pointed skewers. Spike became a friend to me, like an angel, you might say. And it was...